I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do.
Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent. What was that, buddy?
That was something special.
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Make sure
cool. Supercoach 360 podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How you doing? It's your boy Jazzers Jay. We are in the coach's box once again. Talk all things Supercoach. Yeah, I'm joined by my faithful companions Con and Bergs. How you doing, fellas? Big weekend Supercoach wise. Well, for some, definitely not for me. Did horribly actually on quite a bit of a slide. I've been holding steady, you know, decent score sort of all year. Not great, but up there. But I'm starting to slide. I'm starting to fade, and it's not good. Where are you guys sort of sitting? Now we're about, you know, coming up to Origin. We're a third of the way through the season. Second lot of dual positions has dropped. There's a lot going on.
Oh, last week was the first time I've seen a green arrow in 6 weeks. So I'm doing terrible. I'm like 20,000th. So, yeah, I'm having horrible, horrible season. But I can actually pinpoint some of the places I went wrong throughout the year. And it goes back far, but even over the last couple of weeks, there's been errors in my game where I could have picked up blokes who've gone on runs that were actually destined to go on these runs anyway. But
so who'd you miss out on?
I went Angus Crichton over Madison, and then Madison scored very well. Also jumped on Talakai at high price over Cotter 1 week, and Cotter's outscored him pretty much ever since that week. And then there was another, but I didn't write it down, so let me have a think about that. Oh, also not jumping on Nico early, like early on in the year. That was probably a key thing that I missed the boat on Nico when I probably should have jumped on round 3 or 4. I seen the potential there and just was scared off him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel I've half turned the corner, I guess. I think I'm coming slowly creeping back up. Well, the numbers say I am, but yeah, I feel good about where I'm at the moment. Trades have been going my way mostly, which has been pleasant change for once. Team's looking good for even 13, which was unexpected. I wasn't expecting many. I think I've got 11 at the moment.
Is that three trades or trades done?
For this week?
Yeah.
I think that was before trades this week.
Yeah.
But yeah, still trades aren't focused towards that. I still, if it's a happy accident, it happens. But yeah, no, things are looking good. Trades are looking good. Teams look good. So all in all, I'm starting to slowly weed out the AE nightmares now that I've got a bit of free time on my hands with no injuries or anything coming through. So yeah, things coming up con at the moment.
And what sort of strategy are you sort of rolling with?
You know, I just remember the don't give a fuck about the buyer strategy. Just concentrate on getting the players that I want at the times that I want them or when was most suited for my team.
How many boosts left?
One boost still.
How many trades?
I think I had... Oh, geez, you put me on the spot now.
20. He had 20.
I think I was 24 before this week. Maybe. Give me a second. Where's my team?
He's 20-odd anyway.
21 before this week, sorry.
24.
21, yeah.
I think 22 for me, and if I make three this week, which I'm considering, then
19. Yeah, so I'm thinking about boosting, but I probably won't. I probably should. Me and Con had a discussion off air about what am I going to do with him when I'm dead. So, yeah, I am actually contemplating using a boost this week. Probably not get a buy number, just get a better player, all-round player.
We're going to make a bit of an upgrade.
Yeah, well, I've already done a couple of trades. Like, I'll fill you in now. Are we letting go of our sneaky?
What?
Jazz?
If you want, bud.
Yeah, no. Jazz Tavanga. I brought Jazz in with the lack of middles over there at the Warriors. So, I've definitely brought him in at hooker for Kobe Heverington this week. And I jumped on the Bulldogs cheapy Karaz for Cooler. I know they're both buy players, but Cooler's done nothing, whereas Karaz looks the goods. So, I'm not really worried about that one extra number if he's only going to pull me a 30 anyway. What's the point?
Yeah, fair call.
I think Tahu Harris is in that Jazz department too this week.
Just
0.8%, and he's going to be expected to play big minutes now with no AFB and Lodge.
Now the price difference got me.
Yeah,
Jazz is affordable for me at 525, and yeah, I think Tahu's still 600.
75K or something difference.
1,000, so I just, it was a price factor for me. Otherwise, Tahu, yeah, for sure, mate. For sure. Worker. What about you, Jazzy? Can you pinpoint anywhere where you've gone wrong, or can you have just a quick think about trades where you should have went left but you went right with the pack? Or
I didn't jump on Nico at the start. That was a definite failure. Missed out on heaps of points. Didn't go Nanai. Went JTB over the top of him. I don't think I started with both Kings, so I sort of wasted a few trades there, getting them and downgrading when I needed to. In terms of like starting with duds, nah. It's been injuries for me. A couple of cheapies maintained and did all right, but I'm not really getting off at the right time. I've gotten to mid-season, and I've been trying to make cash, and I sort of feel like I've hit this sort of stalemate. I mean, I've upgraded certain parts of my team, and those guys are now underperforming, which sucks. Munster, you know what I mean? Cleary's not setting the world on fire just yet. but yeah, I can't really pinpoint too many other players. Didn't go to a Pulutu when I meant to. And then missed the boat on him. I'm trying to think if there's any other. Cotter's probably one of the other ones that I missed the boat on. I'm now trying to figure out what to do with my front row. I've got Josh King, and it's just like, do I hold him? I've also got Lolo. I'm like starting to lose cash in a few different places, so I'm trying to abandon ship on a few people quick.
Just quickly then, while you brought that up, I have that further down my list. Like, sorry, Louis, but Lolo, like, what to do with Lolo? Like, you give a great explanation on why his scores have been poor and stuff like that. But what do you do if you're in a good position? Do you hold on to him, or is it time to like try and go somewhere else, like a Clemmer if you've got money or something like that?
You were trying to have the argument with me before we started about the fact he's going to have to play big minutes this week against Panthers, but he's not named. So I think what's happened is over the course of the last couple of weeks, what's led to the rest is he's had a niggle, it's gotten worse, and now he's gone.
Brandon Smith got him. He got Kyle Felt with the same kind of tackle. I don't think there was anything in it. But yeah, he got both of them. One was a PCL, one was an MCL. Felt 6 weeks, Lolo's maybe a week too. So I don't think there was any previous niggle there or anything. It was just an unfortunate accident. The rest of the week before, I don't know why I brought that on with Todd Payton. I've got no explanations with that one.
I mean, we all knew it. He wasn't consistent. And we got a few good games. He was
showing everyone. He put together 5 or 6 weeks there where he showed everyone. Payton even put faith back into people to get him into the team. And then out of the blue, all of a sudden, he went off after, I think, 20, 31 minutes or something.
Can I throw one suggestion? And this is the only thing I can honestly think of, and this is in Todd Payton's defence. Billy Slater and Cameron Smith have talked a lot about Cowboys forwards over the last couple of weeks for going for Origin, in the likes of Nanai and Cotters, and in the back of his mind, maybe he thinks I'm going to lose one or two of these blokes, and round 13, 14, I'm going to need Lolo to do a job, and maybe he's just giving him that rest before those weeks come, hopefully. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, well, that could be an explanation.
But other than that, I just don't understand. And for me, I'm holding on. I hold faith with Lolo just because his pedigree. He's still, it's not like he's 32-year-old going out the door. Yeah. He's still, what, 26? Bro, he's at, yeah, best of his football's yet to come.
I'd hold to, personally, I think.
But a lot of questions about Lolo and what to do with him. Jazzy, what are you going to do with Lolo? Have you traded him, or...?
I keep reversing my trades and looking at my options at this point. But, yeah, he's definitely coming in consideration. I mean, he's not playing this week, so he's not a must-trade because he's not going to lose me cash this week, but...
I think him to a Jazz, Tohu, or Nat Butcher, who all play 13, are good trades. I wouldn't begrudge them.
Let us know in the comments what you reckon about Nat Butcher, because Con's mentioned him a few times now. Yeah, he likes him.
Oh, Jazzy's not convinced.
He needs your help,
Jazzy. I'm just curious.
Jazzy wants to know.
Is everyone calling
think?
Trap? Everyone's calling Trap on Tavaga. So...
Really?
Pardon, yeah. Well, I think I saw a comment or two about it. I'll jump in the Facebook comments in a second.
With Penne, Ben Murdoch, Masilla starting middles, and Ben Murdoch, Masilla, and I've lost it all.
Murchie playing lock.
And then the bench, I know Tohu will go into the middle for some minutes, but I can see Jazz 60, easy. And he's PPM, good.
60 minutes is great for Jazz. Hopefully.
All right, sweet ass. Well, what's our first segment, boys? Steering the ship tonight, Bergs.
Ross's teamless twist with Louis. Louis's going to take us through Roscoe's teamless twist for the week. We love Ross's work. You can find Ross's work on supercoach360.com along with some other great works. I have been slack due to the fact that I have lost a phone. It was smashed anyway, but that's a whole new story. And I am going tech free for a bit. It's pretty good in the dark world. But yeah, so Louis will take you through the teamless twist that Ross has produced for us this week. Brought to you by... I don't know who they brought to us by, but they brought to us by someone. Yeah, Brian Roscoe. Love. Don't forget the microphone, Louis.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. This week's teamless twist. As usual, big thanks to Ross Mann. First one, Storm vs. Manly. Storm, Jerome Hughes has been named with Grant shifting back to that hooker, and Brendan Smith drops back to the bench. Manly, Garrick replaces Turbo, who's blown his arm at fullback. 5 months, they're saying. 5 months.
It's a massive blow for Manly and New South Wales and for Turbo, man. Like, good, just a good dude.
He's, I mean, you can't deny, like, he's such a great player. If he wasn't so injury prone, you know, where could he be right now?
In saying that, you know what, that was... For me, you could tell that was a knock-on from where I was sitting from the start. So I know it's all like to keep the play flowing and stuff, but that injury comes down the NRL and the way they've got the game going. Let's get the KFC ad up on the telly, yeah, and we'll just have a look video ref. And if he would have blew that whistle to start with, Turbo wouldn't have been in that position to do that to his arm.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that... Oh, it's part of the game. We all know that. It's part of sport, so.
Yeah. Moving on, George Tafua replaces Garrick on the wing. Bullimore has replaced Marty Tapau on the interchange bench, and Saab is named in the reserves. Next game, Panthers, Cowboys. Interesting one, this one, I reckon. Panthers, no changes as expected. Cowboys, however... Couple of big injuries. Cole Felt out for six weeks, replaced by the Hemmer. Lolo out injured, replaced by Cohen Hess. and Jake Granville and Jermaine Tenor-Brown join the interchange bench. Next one, Broncos and Titans. Broncos, Adam Reynolds, big A-Ray out. Ezra Mam gets a chance again. How do you think that game's going to go with A-Ray out?
Look, for me, they didn't look bad. It's the Titans, they're lucky there. I think they'll win. Brisbane, for me, have looked good. They've obviously put some structure into the team that they haven't had the last couple of years. Even A-Ray's not there. Like, they did look a bit sloppy, you know what I mean? But the team itself has learned how to go forward, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think Broncos win comfortably.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. The Titans, their attack, they're just sitting flat. It's nothing. On Titans, Brian Kelly replaces Philip Semi in the back line. Jermaine Jolliffe?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Jolliffe.
Sorry, my apologies. Jermaine Jolliffe replaces Herman Sasa on the interchange bench. And Fifita is named on the extended bench. Will he get a run? I don't think he will, though.
Yes.
You're saying yes?
Yes.
Origin
audition.
Fair enough.
At least he won't play big minutes, maybe half an hour or so, just to show Kevy that you're ready to go.
It's not Kevy, mate. It's Billy.
Him too.
Don't even know your own coach, bud.
Next game, Warriors and Knights. Warriors, Chanel Harris-Savita is back in at 5'8 over Dejan Asi.
What's going on there? I swear yesterday he announced his retirement. He's walking away from
end
the
of
game.
Season. End of the season.
Oh, is it end of season?
Yeah, end of the season. He hasn't re-signed, and he's going to have a breakaway.
He come out and so he year. Wants to go and do some poetry and some shit like that,
yeah.
Which is
travel and writing or something like that. Yeah.
Well, good on him. He's still young and shit, and he's got some money. So,
if at the end of the day, if that's what he's passionate about and that's what he loves to do, well, more power to him, man.
Off to French rugby. It'd
take a lot to walk away from what he's walking away from to do what he truly wants to do. So, I give him credit, big time.
Well, it's a physical job.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
you don't like what you're doing.
I heard a little rumor that he he's having a year off and then signing possibly with the Dolphins in 2024. That's what I heard. Little rumor I saw a few times now.
Mm-hmm.
So saying that, I think everyone that's off contract is being linked with the Dolphins at the moment.
But why would he have to go through all this secrecy if he's not signed for next year? He can just say, "Look, I'm going to take a year off and then." I'm signing with the Dolphins.
Who wants to go to Anthony if space and match?
Well, so. Still can.
He'll fucking write a book and come back.
He won't be under contract, so he won't be
wired. Was that Chanel Harris-Savita? Jazz Tavanga replaces AFB at prop, who is out. I think he's out for an extended period of time. He did. Yeah, I think
there's a little tiny bone, yeah.
3 months. So.
It's the same thing Raymond Fatala-Mariner had. So if we all remember, Raymond Fatala-Mariner was always indefinite.
Mm.
So it's a little, as far as I know, it's the tiniest little bone in your foot that doesn't heal. Like it just doesn't heal properly and it gives you just grief. I even seen a couple of places that Fatala-Mariner contemplated retirement and everything this time because it's just the recovery time's hard. Mm. And if you... all you're doing is upper body training and stuff like that, and the game's speeding up, you'll get left behind.
I've seen, I think NRL physio said it's basically like the ACL of the foot, this little bone.
Yeah, it just seems so obsolete, and I don't see how it could cause so much effect to someone, but yeah, it just seems to buckle them.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Moving on, Freddie Glossick starts at hooker, and Tanila Okolotu. Sorry. Otakolu joins the interchange bench. Thanks for that, Con. Knights. Inari Tuala replaces Bradman Best, who's out injured with that horrible dislocated elbow. Hey. Ooh, that looked nasty, didn't it?
That was horrendous. It was one of the worst ones I've seen.
It was awful. Jake Clifford replaces Clune in the halves. South vs. Tigers game. I'm silently nervous for some reason. South, Aromu's back to the edge. replacing Trent Peoples, super coach favourite, who I think a lot of people are going to be reversing their trades this round.
Unfortunately, I can't reverse mine from last week. I got on him last week because I thought, I'm going to need a preemptive strike here with Peoples, Wolford and Karaz, all lining up for decent price rises in 1 week. So I thought, you know, I'm going to get ahead of you. Jake Post gone. Peoples is me man.
Yeah, I thought, you know what, I'll wait. I'll see how his second game goes. It might have been a one-off game where he gets, I think he scored, was it 68 or something like that. I thought, oh, you know, you might see in his second game, he ends up pulling out a 20 or something like that. So I thought, I'll wait one round, and I waited. Jaime Selle starts at lock. Mark Nichols joins the interchange bench, and Cameron Murray is named on the extended bench, but I don't see them risking him against the Tigers.
Yeah. That seems unnecessary.
Yeah.
But I think Mark Nichols is a big back, because they say he's one of the favourite sons of the club. All the players love him. They love to play with him. They love when he's playing. So they should give him a boost on and off the field. So good stuff.
Yeah, for the Tigers, Luke Brooks returns from injury, replacing Jock Madden. Dane Laurie returns, replacing Stafford Toa. Stafford Toa moving to centre. Asu Kapawa replaces Junior Tupu on the wing. Tyrone Peachy and Jock Madden drop out. And Jape Simpkins returns from the head knock, replacing Little. Sharks versus Roosters. This will be an interesting game, really. Sharks, Will Kennedy is back, replacing Lockie Miller. That's it for the Sharks. And as for the Roosters, Tupanua returns on the bench, and Egan Butcher drops to the reserves.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if there's a late switch up there with Tupanua, Butcher, and who's named it, Lock? Takiai?
Yeah, you got me on that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Bulldogs Dragons. Bulldogs, Adokar returns, replacing Ockenbaugh. Max King starting on the edge. And Waddell replaces Joe Stimson in decide who drops out. For the Dragons, just one. Andrew McCulloch replaces Jaden Sullivan on the interchange bench.
Katie Ramsey for anyone while we're on the Dragons?
Oh, I don't know. But no. Who
are they playing this week?
The Dogs.
Dogs.
Cheap.
Dogs got of a big, War.
What, 94 last week?
But how many times have Dragons swapped and changed their fullback so far this season?
I feel bad for their fullbacks.
But I think with that big win there, and if they can get another decent win against the Bulldogs and he score well, he could skyrocket up a couple $100,000 really fast and piss him off, or maybe even play him for 17. Do they play 17?
They have to. They're not playing 13.
Yeah, so maybe even play him 17 and get rid of him after that. I'm looking at him this week anyway, I think.
Could be a good get.
Talk me out of it, people.
If he holds his place, yeah.
I might have a look. Yeah, I might boost me way in. Might boost his way into me side.
You got plenty of saved up.
Hey?
You got plenty saved up.
No, he's cheap as shit.
No, boost, you mean?
I've got 3 boosts. Yeah, I'm boost. Yeah. I'm boost happy.
Was that Dragons? Last one. Raiders and Eels. Raiders, Jamal Fogarty back from injury, replacing Brad Schneider. Croker replaces Sebastian Chris, who drops to the bench. Xavier Savage replaces Charles Nickel Klokstad at fullback. And
is that injury or
hemi, I think.
Yeah.
Third chance. I don't think major one.
Just
feeling Savage isn't available centre wing, but
I think you'll find he might be is he?
I don't think so.
Has he only played 2 there?
Yep.
Smewing. Yeah. Round 18 for him then.
And last but not least, Eels. Wacker Blake replaces Hayes Perham, who drops out of the side. And that's Ross's roundup. That's Team List Twist by Ross Mann. Thanks, Ross Mann, as always.
Mike Sivo come played New South Wales Cup last week, scored 2 tries, I think. And he's named on the extended bench again. He could be a late inclusion.
Also, sorry.
No, you're right, mate.
More there?
No, that was it.
Oh.
Nothing to do that anyway.
Also, with like Sivo and that coming back, like who's that? Who's that affect?
Well, I'd probably say Opcheck.
Yeah, well,
Opcheck probably drops out. Blake pushes him one. Sivo comes back on the wing.
Yeah.
I think Panasini's done enough at the moment.
Oh, has to have, surely.
But Opcheck is reliable and solid. Nothing flashy about him. He goes unnoticed, but he does his job week
could
in,
you
week
see,
out.
Could you see...
Panasini's still young, still getting coming through, so...
Could you see... Well, Wacker's played well on the wing. Could you see Wacker maybe replacing Simonson on the other side?
Highly possible.
Yeah, because that would keep like Wacker maybe still semi-relevant.
Oh, do you forget about Simonson out there?
Yeah. Also, if you want to find Ross's roundup, will be on supercoach360.com at some stage in the next 20 to 48 hours, hopefully.
Link's up there, mate.
Oh, there you go, is it? The roundup.
I think that's where Louis just read it from.
No, that was the team list.
Team list.
Oh, yeah.
Roundup
tomorrow.
Also, while you're here, Louis, did you have anything that you want, anything about your team that where you can pick and choose you've gone wrong or.
Where I've gone wrong. Okay, yeah, so one big one that cost me a few trades. I had Moses at the beginning, and then I sold him the round before he decided to pull out 80s and 90s, and I think a few hundreds. And I went to, Dearden. Went to Dearden, thought I'd get a pod move, and then I just watched as Moses went up and up and up and up and up, and I thought, yeah, crap. I thought I was gonna use him to get to go up to Hines.
Oh, Hines.
I didn't think I was gonna get as high to go to Cleary, but so I was aiming for Hines. But then the first I think three rounds, he didn't do too much. Moses. I jumped off him, and that week that I jumped off, he decided to start playing. So that's probably what has killed me the most this season. The entire season I've been sitting in the top 10,000. I'm 2,400 something at the moment. But yeah, I've been pretty solid so far.
Happy with your team sitting?
Yeah, could be better, but the captain choices are killing me.
Boost?
Yeah.
I've got one boost left. One boost left and 17 trades after this round. But I'm liking where my team's looking at the moment. So won't be too many more trades, and then I'll have my team where I want.
Sweet. That's the main thing.
Sweet as. All right. I got a segment then. Last minute origin claims, boys. Jazzy, you chime in and at the end of this, take Louis' spot. You go first, so that way it's easier. Last minute origin claims. Is there anyone for you over? Like, it doesn't matter if you're not playing them or you're not. You still notice. You know who's playing round 13. Is there anyone for you that's put their hand up enough for you to say, "Oh, I want that guy in my team"?
Well, I've bought in this round. Sitting at 2%. Last time I checked, Reece Robson. He's been doing, if you look at him, he's been doing pretty well. He's not like, I think Appy Coruscant is about the same price, I believe. Look at Appy, he's been a bit up. He's had a few low scores, then he's up there. Reece Robson's, he's pretty steady.
Yeah.
Free by 13 round. I bought him in this, he's still got a break even of, I think, 16 or something like that. So he's going to earn you the money. And look, Cowboys are scoring points at the moment. Why not jump on him?
Well, he's a key part of the attack too. He gets the boys on the front foot. So, and in the last couple of weeks, I have been looking at him myself, and he's gone back to back high scores. So, he's one to watch.
Definitely.
Well, definitely. Since Cotter's pretty much moved into the middle full time, he's played 80 minutes in all but one game, and in those games, his lowest score is 55.
Yeah, against the who, though?
Against Parramatta.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so he's got a 64, 67, and then an 83, 89 back-to-back.
Yeah.
Both attack-friendly assisted, but nothing drastic. But, yeah, I think he's a good option.
If you remember 2-3 years ago coming through the Dragons. That's what they wanted him for. Like, he was an attacking hooker, and it's just taken him a few years, I guess, to find his mojo there, but he's starting to look the goods, and
well, Cowboys are showing it. Yeah, when the team's playing good.
So,
yeah, I like him.
Anyone else you've had a look at, like, from any other squads? I've found no one at the Titans I really would spear anyone into, and no one at Canberra that I really like either. So
Tarpin is a solid 60 man for that round 13. But, yeah, he's not going to get you a big whopping score, but I don't think a lot of the front rowers that play that round are, so...
Well, personally, I've got a Pangai Jr. for that round, so he could go 30 or he could go 80, you know. Yeah. It's one of them things with him. He'll average 55 at the end.
My team, the way I've got it at the moment, I haven't really built it for the by 13 round. I've done similar to what Con's done where, you know, I'm looking at the overall picture. You know, I like where my team is. I think I've got 8 or 9 players that are available 13 round. Doesn't faze me if those points I'm going to lose that 13 round. I'm going to make up and well and truly for the rest of the season.
Well, there's one guy I've expected to hear from both of you as I haven't. I'm hoping Juzzy brings him to the table when he comes.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than 1 billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's a bloke who's going to feature heavily. Jazzy. Oh, fuck it. I'm just going to say it. Garrick.
Oh, I thought you were going through the teams.
No, I'm just...
I was waiting for Manly to come up.
I'm just saying, is there anyone out there that's hit your radar? Like,
yeah, well, Tohu Jazz, as we mentioned earlier, those other guys.
Garrick, for me now, especially playing fullback, he's going to get some good scores. Proved it last week when he moved to fullback.
Well, he was starting to score well towards the back end of his run of fullback before Turbo come back. He was starting to get a feel for the position and shit, so I still don't know, but...
Well, I'm not saying get him at fullback, but...
I know what you mean.
I'd definitely look at him at centre wing, and he's going to be a pivotal point of attack, so I don't expect him to go turbo, honest, but he can definitely do well there. Reuben Garrick?
Definitely could. Well, he's got the whole season, the rest of the season now to... you know, get the combos going. So I think it's only a matter of time before he starts pumping out those scores.
He is expensive. He's $651.
Yeah, but you get what you pay for when you buy those people.
Well, he kicks the goals, and when they score points, he kicks the goals.
Yeah.
And half the time, he scores a point. So, and now playing fullback, he'll probably lay on a couple more tries as well.
He does have a break-even this round of 97, so I wouldn't jump on now. I'd probably wait at least one round.
You could pick him up next week.
Yeah.
Garrick.
What's he, 651, so yeah, I'd be holding off a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially playing Melbourne this week.
Yeah, definitely.
Who else plays that by round that you'd spear anyone into, Con? I don't know. Karaz as well. But he'll come up in later chats. But Karaz from the Dogs has looked really good. And he'll play 13. I can't see Ockenball fighting his way back in for that spot.
No. No, I don't see it.
So, what do you got for us, Con?
No, well, I think a lot of them you'd pretty much already have.
Yeah.
like your Swalies. I think you'd already have your Tarpany if you had Tarpany, your Lolos, Cotters, Tagos, May. So surprise packs coming into that time, I can't see anyone out of the box kind of thing.
Well, no one's really swinging for the fences for it either.
Well, that'd be worth bringing in now and then continuing to hold till 17. Yeah, so what else you got for us here, champion?
The Jewels are in. They didn't Salt Bay the love as much as I thought they were going to. In saying that, I don't really know who was deserving of it. But as of this point, Talakai got centre wing status. Garner got centre wing status. Reuben Garrett got fullback status. Luke Brooks got dual 5-8 status. So Brooks is a bit of a smoky, but
no,
I wouldn't jump on.
Don't even put that thought in people's heads.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Bum steering people.
Just you love him next week. We'll mention him on the podcast.
Nah. Three times. Yeah, that's gone saying don't.
I've been going frantically through possibilities. So got to get in Karaz. Looks like I've got to get rid of one of my front rowers, being Lolo or Josh King. And then try and improve my centres. I'm in an RM whether I get rid of Coates. And then I'm forced to play Karaz, Sawali, Targo and May each week. Things happen like this week where they all score average.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, horrible. Cooler's the other one on the bench. Do I just got to get rid of him? Do I hold out hope that...
Well, that was my punt. Because Cooler's really done nothing for me. And I picked him over Tulipolotu at the start. And I was spewing because I said to Connor a couple of times, he's only 188. And we just talked ourselves out of it. And then I jumped on after his first price rise, maybe, or his second one. But I still had Cooler. But for me, Cooler's plateaued out. He's doing nothing. He doesn't. Like, he's there, but Karaz is probably on the up, if you know what I mean. He's
cool. Yeah, cool. He just doesn't seem to look threatening with the ball in hand.
He's still little.
He's never really looked like he's about to bust him open and just go to the field kind of thing. I don't know. He's only a slight fella. There's not much to him, but usually speed is power. But I don't know.
He's not using it right.
Translating, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, I ended up swapping him for Karaz this week. I know he's a buy-around player, but so will Karaz be. But I think Karaz, A, the money-making factor's there, and two, he just looks a bit better.
Yeah.
So.
He's fucking old mate's an A nightmare.
Yeah, he is.
You got to start trimming these guys, I think.
Bite the bullet on some of them, eh? Like, and just take the hit.
Why hold on to someone who's going to score you 25 points in round 13 just for the sake of holding on for him for 25 points in round 13? It just doesn't make sense. If you can use that cash to upgrade someone else, do it.
I ran an option where I could get rid of Tass because, you know, he's only made me 50K. Him or Benny Trbojevic, really. Yeah. But Benny Trbojevic is dual position, which might come in useful. Get rid of him, get rid of Lolo, and get rid of, Tass, Lolo, bring in Karaz.
And Butcher.
Nah.
No, just on that.
And a purposeful Nuff up in the front row. Get rid of Piakura, who I've held from the start. He's pretty much been enough. I was hoping he was going to come in, but if the Broncos are on a streak like this, I don't see him, even if he is returning fit, you know, cracking into the side anytime soon. Bar an injury, maybe, I don't know. Who else is in line there? What sort of depth they've got? So, actually going for a purposeful dual position Nuff in FIFA Feeder from Manly.
So, dual what position. You're going to do is trade enough for enough.
Pardon? Well, pretty much, but it gives me that dual position flexibility, which I don't have now. And it's going to come in useful because I'll move him down into the second row eventually. At the moment, like, second row's looking stacked, though.
So that's why you've already got your Nuff in there, you know?
Pardon, but he's only one direction.
It's what's up.
Baby,
to you
light up my world like. At the moment, the second rowers are the ones that are hot. I can't find a decent front row option that I want to bring in that I can actually afford. I fall just short. I can pretty much go Tofu or Clemmer. I can go, if I don't go the Nuff, right? But if I go that Nuff trade, then I've got that dual position flexibility for the rest of the season. Because it's a purposeful Nuff. Probably don't need a boost to do it this week. You got me there.
Yeah.
But it depends if I want to go Tofu this week. I think to go Tofu this week, I do. That's the thing. Because there's just no flexibility. I've got three front rowers then that are starting.
Where are we going?
I was just talking to you. So, questions, you got any liveies there? Any live questions people need or want answered? And do we have Brad's PPM right up to read through as well. So that would be another thing we have to do.
So full of enthusiasm, Bergs. Let's keep this shit moving. So what are we going on to?
Go questions.
Questions? All right, here we go.
No, like live questions. All right, okay. 1844, is TPJ better coming off the bench?
Yeah.
Guys, I like it, but I don't like it too. Because if they're doing well, it just could leave him on the bench. Do you get what I mean? So that worries me a fair bit. What about for you?
I said yes.
What about for you?
What happened to the questions?
They're reloading. Yeah, I like TPJ off the bench.
Okay, we've had a question breakdown. What about Brad's PPM? Can we get that up on the screen? I'll have a crack at Brad's PPM. Oh, Con will, because Con's articulate and shit. Come on, mate. How you doing it?
No, you're alright.
PPM of Brad Smith. Broncos, 36 v Knights, 12. The Knights are in this for a bit and look promising, but the injury to Best and a few dodgy refereeing decisions took the wind out of it, and the Broncos roared home in the end. Cobbo of 121 was electric with 209 run metres, 12 tackle busts and 4 line breaks and some tries as well. His backline mates did not miss out either. Coates with a 67, Stags with an 83 and Herbie Farnworth with 71 all joining the party. Replacement half Ezra Mann is one to watch with an 88, whilst Ricky was the best forward by a mile with 96 rampaging points. For the Knights, Frizzell got a 78 and Clemmer continued his solid run with a 69. Comeback kid Anthony Milford got a 43 with limited opportunities, whilst Randall proved an urgent sell with 28 points. Milford looked okay, just a bit unfit. What's that shit? Let's do that at the end.
Don't read the whole article, bro. If you want to read the whole article, go to supercoach360.com. Oh, look at me. I own my stuff at that time. Brad Smith's got an awesome article up there. He tried to send through a video, but he was having issues with the audio, and I don't know what that's like. So that's just not good enough, Brad. No, but completely understand. Obviously, an hour late as well. So, you know, things happen, mate. We get it. All good. But he did send through that he wants to talk about two players. The Hammer only has a price of 280K, and now it's the starting wing spot outside of Val, who's proven to be a bit of a beast.
So I'm not reading this anymore?
No.
Okay.
Thanks for stalling. Two, Sean Johnson. You could move Hines down to fullback and bring him in at half for only 360K, negative 55 break even, 3 round average of 60. Not the worst draw coming up. Now, I know a bit of you guys, or both of you guys have had...
I like the Hammer. I know the SJ.
No, the SJ. Why do you want to... You don't want to ride the SJ train?
No.
Why not?
It's old and decrepit.
Don't reckon his hammers can handle it.
Down any time.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Look, I love SJ. I've loved SJ for a long time. Did look at SJ last week, but all the boys talked me out of SJ. Might even have been 2 weeks. Think you were there, Brad. but yeah, I think everyone said I was mad when I said SJ. I see it, but I'm also not going to do it just because he is. He's I've been watching him, and there's been a couple of times where he could have just stepped off the foot and gone, and he just hasn't. He's just succumbed to tackles and just doesn't look as keen as he was as a youngster. That's all. And then the hammer, I don't mind the hammer outside Valentine Holmes at all. Val Holmes has had a bloody good season. And, oh, don't get me wrong, he'll be gone for Origin. They might both be gone for Origin.
They both will be gone for Origin.
You reckon? The hammer, the hammer's shown enough to get his spot, or? The hammer's shown enough to get his spot?
18th man?
Yeah. Over who?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Alright, so these are the live comments. Trey Wheelhouse, do I straight swap Schiller to Karaz?
Yep.
Or downgrade someone? Downgrade...
I'd go Cooler
to Karaz to bank some cash.
Yeah, I'd bank Cooler's cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on to Tass?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. He showed a lot more potential.
Righto. All right. I have no idea. Anyway, can we get to it? So we've answered Brad's question. No love for either.
Yeah.
You wouldn't give the hammer any love.
Yeah, I did.
Not 280k. He's pretty cheap.
Yeah. I like it.
Yep. Juzzy, any love for Brad's players?
Don't listen to me. I'm doing terribly at this point. The hammer. Yeah, I don't know. It could be juicy. SJ, yeah, I reckon I'll stay away from as well. But, look, he goes on runs, and if he managed to time it well, he could be a great stepping stone. If he puts on 200 or 300K in a few weeks, like, where's he sitting at? What's it? His break-even's negative 55. So he's due to make some cash. More about cash cows this year, but that's a ballsy one, bro. Don't know, I'm going to have to think about it.
I'd have a good look at his scores, Juzzy, but he is going to make some cash, which is... And their jewelry is juicy. All right, so we're going to the question. Back to the questions again.
Is Talakai selling another high BE? He's got the DP now. Is that a benefit? Oh, I think, yeah, he's lost his cash now. Keep him.
Yeah, I think he's just... And you find he seems to have them better games against the better teams. They haven't really played. And teams have worked him out, but I'm holding. Yeah. He's a hold for me. Yeah.
I'm waiting for him to drop down 500 and pick him back up. Dual position, he is. So he's hoping another couple of low scores from him over the next few games, and then he comes out beast mode or something after Origin camp. That'd be great. Take him into camp, fire him up. Beautiful.
That was from Timmy O'Connor too.
You get him before 17, cheap.
Yeah.
And hope. But yeah.
That's it, that he comes home strong. Sharkies are trying to make a finals performance.
Christopher Maxfield, Lussick or Woodford? Woolford. I need a trade in for Randall. I have checked Supercoach Gold, but they really seem to be downplaying Lussick's earning potential. Am I missing something?
Well, I haven't looked too much into Lussick, but... I'd personally give Wolford a pass last week. I'd scrap that one from the memory bank.
Got injured.
Yeah, well, he took a bit of a knock early, which set him back a little bit.
I haven't looked much into Lussick. I think he's at the Warriors, so there's the potential there for him to get some minutes.
What's going on with Egan?
I'm not sure exactly what's going on with Egan. I'm not even sure what his injury was in the first place, Egan, so that's another thing as well. And Jazz always got potential to slip into hooker and do a bit as well.
Definitely.
So.
Yeah, I think he will definitely play some hooker.
So that'll chew into the last 6 minutes. Oh, might be time enough, Chris.
I'd go Wolford. I'd go with Wolford. I think there's potential there.
No potential in Lussick. We've seen what Lussick's got.
Oh, I'm just too worried about Egan coming back and him just disappearing.
Yeah. Alright. Yeah. Moving along or?
Yeah. Well, he's only put up 32 on the weekend, so moving along from. Yeah.
Alright. You want to hit the Seymour on Watto's question for me? Someone. Jared Watson. Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me on. Having me on last week was a blast. My question is, Talakai, or is holding or selling? Personally, I'm thinking of holding as a keeper centre wing. Second question, are you bringing in double cheapies this week with Karaz and Peoples? I'm thinking Tass to Karaz and
Kelmer to Peoples. I like it. I like it all.
What's the go with Peoples?
He's on the extended bench. I don't think he's named in the 17. So that's another thing to keep an eye on.
That's what I don't like. I forgot about that. I keep forgetting about that.
So, yeah, I'd be keeping an eye on that. Watto, and thank you, boys, for coming on last week. It was a good night. We had fun, eh?
Like, yeah, it was.
Just good to have different people in the room and different perspectives and not our same old mugs every week. So.
No, it was good to have Watto and Teddy in the studio.
They're heavily involved with the community, like, in and around the socials and stuff like that. Like, Teddy's on Twitter and he's on Facebook and stuff. And Watto, as we know, does the Discord stuff. So don't forget about the weekly Rubdown Discord and the Supercoach Hub Discord.
Do we consider trading Grant Munster out this week? Storm have been in a slump and State of Origin commitments could also mean rest. And trade them back in later.
Some Brian Ings.
With their break evens, I see the point in that, the Origin coming up and what you not. But if once Paps and Grant, or even once Hughes back, if this week, if not after Origin 1, I think they'll be okay then and the points will start to flow again.
I think when you got these fellas in, you knew about Origin. You knew, unless it was part of your plan in the beginning, Brian. Otherwise, you knew they were season-long keepers that you sort of didn't have to trade in and out. They were them trades you didn't have to make. You know, you knew the points overall average itself out, you know.
But I can see the appeal in going Grant to Robson.
Yep.
Hoping that cash goes the other way around and swap them back in after. But it's a big gamble with players like Munster and Grant. They could just be out there 170 break-evens this week without even blinking an eye. And then you're behind just chasing them back and shit's hit the fan quick.
Yeah. All right, Sean O'Verrett. My half situation is tricky. I have Cleary, Hines, Munster and Walker. None playing the bye at all. Set to lose cash. Do I get in Dearden, who's not playing Origin? I think we talk about it quite a bit through the year, Sean. If you do the maths on even these dudes not playing two or three of these games through the round, yes, it might take a little bit of a hit, but when they come back, you don't have to trade them back in. They're going to make them points up for you for whoever you've traded out for them.
Walker is the only one I can justify trading out there. And, yeah, Dearden or Thirsty, drink water, someone like that isn't a terrible option, I think.
Well, would you be happy to, if you had, say, 11 or 12 like other players that weren't playing the bye round, would you be happy with that just to sit your halves without worrying about bringing someone in just for those 2 weeks or whatever?
Yeah, for the sake of what I think the points are going to be put up, absolutely.
Yeah. Juzzy, you got an answer to that or are we moving along? Timothy Taylor, what do you boys think of JFH over the Origin period? Should play more minutes with Yo and Martin missing. Now, Juzzy, you were looking at the fish, mate.
I think you'll get your 45 to 60 out of him. That's about it.
You don't see him chopping in, getting a bit extra time. Or Sorensen and that are starting to make names for themselves.
Leota, Lenu, there's still quite a few quality middles coming through at Penrith.
You in or out of this one? It's a Penrith question. And you were looking at James Fisher-Harris, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I just find he's not quite at the right price point. 485. I'd like him to be a little bit cheaper. Like, I've got Nat Butcher that I can go for 400.
So I just can't seem to make it work. I'd rather be upgrading to that 600K price point like Clemmer. I don't know if he's going to reach that. He might with the reduced minutes. Also with the extended minutes over Origin period. I might blood some new guys as well. But yeah, I don't know. See what happens.
Yep. All right. And Dan Nicol looking to bring in Cook and Clemmer, but it's going to mean missing out on Karaz. What's more needed, cash chasing or setting up the team? That's a bloody good question.
Well, I feel the Clemmer or Cook trade will be much of muchness next week, where the Karaz trade, you're going to be $80,000 or whatever behind.
Plus paying 13.
Yeah, so
look,
I'd sacrifice either Cook or Clem and get Karaz in.
For me, I'd probably sacrifice Cookie over Clemmer, just because he'll definitely play Origin, definitely get a rest in there with that, was it Margazulis or whatever that comes and plays for him. So, but I think Clemmer, like, he's probably in near career best form. He's not one I'd overlook at the moment, especially in the forwards, which really aren't setting the world on fire. And he seems to be one of the better ones. And
he's been very safe.
As Louis and a couple other boys found out this week, a couple of points is the difference, mate.
Yep.
You know, and so, yeah, 10 points every game or 12 points at the end of every game over a period of time adds up a lot. And he seems to just be chugging along nicely up there. So I'd be looking to bring him and in Karaz of all of those. But if you can't, then you have to do what you have to do. But, yeah, Karaz is playing next round and will definitely make money. All right. Andrew Williams, where's Selwyn? Don't know. He could be in Brisbane.
Yeah, in Brisbane, oh shit. could be in my team after this week. I don't know yet.
Look, he's a notable mention. He's really found his feet at Brisbane. His first couple of rounds was pretty average, but he's running the ball, but he's making shit out of nothing. I've watched him the last couple of weeks, and he's made some stuff out of nothing.
Yeah, he's got the goods.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right, Saxy. Danny Sackle. Now that Jazza Benizi is PM, what's the first order of business? Bring back Monday night footy or deport Blocker Roach to Nine?
Yeah, well, I don't watch Nine, so see you, Blocker.
What about Monday night?
I like Monday night footy.
Love a Monday night game. Get rid of Super Saturday. Just have two games on Super Saturday.
No, I like Super Saturday too.
Oh, you could easily ditch
two teams and bring
Monday. I mean, we get the best of both worlds. Not next year,
yeah.
But hopefully the year after when the 18th team comes in.
Might get Monday
nights. Then we might get Monday nights back and we don't lose anything.
That's it.
And I think that's what they're working towards. It's either that or Wednesday night footy. Exactly. You want Wednesday special for Origin.
Yeah, anyway, we'll talk Origin next week. Luke Muick, thinking of going Munster to Johnston over the next 4 weeks. Thoughts? Munster is set to drop 200K over 4 weeks and SJ to gain 120. Look, it's a ballsy move, man. Like, they are balls. That's a balls to the wall move. Like, SJ could easily do a hemi or strong wind could hit him or. Nah, he's better than that. But Munster dropping 200K over the next couple of weeks is pretty alarming. But also, you brought him in. You would hopefully had him since the start of the year, so you didn't really bring him in at 800K. So you're not really set to lose 200K, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, that's it. And for those projections to come through, a lot has to go the way
of attacking other teams.
Well, that Supercoach is predicting just randomly that it's going to go. Like, they're basing pretty much their projected scores a lot off their average or what they've done recently. So, if you look through Cameron Munster's rolling average where he's meant to lose that 200K there's probably no score over 80.
Yeah.
Where there's a chance he could easily put our two scores over 80 in that time period. So I wouldn't look too much into that personally. I know short term it can work good, but to judge it over such a long time, it could backfire, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And now Teddy Woods has chimed in. Jazz Tavanga will be a trap. Too many guns coming back. Boys, beware. Now, he put someone on the map for us that I never thought of until you said his name.
Yeah.
And he will not be far away at all.
But I'm still not even too worried about Curran coming back.
For me,
Lodge and Fenua Blake played big minutes in that middle.
Yeah.
Somebody has to take them.
Yeah.
Even if Curran comes back, when Curran was playing at the start of the year, they were still playing 50-plus minutes each kind of thing. So somebody has to get those minutes, no matter if Curran's back or not. Tohu's yes now come back into the fold, but Katoa's gone missing. Sirinen doesn't get a look in anymore. There's a couple of players that have also rotated out kind of thing, so.
Yeah, I do like me Jazz. It was either Jazz or Cam McInnes for me. I like Cam McInnes. But I'm not. I want to look more into how long Finucane's gone for. All right, so these are the live questions, are they? We're getting there.
Yeah, this just isn't working tonight.
We're having some.
Our tech guys just keep moving the screen and we can't get the questions going and it's a schmozzle. Sorry for everyone.
We see massive pictures of ourselves.
Oh, shit.
All right. Shane Hughes, where's the love for drink water? Pod round 13.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's look, if I had trades and money to get him in, he'd be the guy, especially for Walker, for Sean over it. I'd definitely be looking at Drinky if you had funds and trades and you hadn't gone too nuts. So definitely a look in.
I think even if you've gone nuts, I think Thirsty's a good buy.
Yep. Yeah, so then next question. You want to scroll down for me, fellas? Next question was, all right, good. Can we
go? Bowsy, g'day.
Bowsy.
Oh, yeah, Bowsy.
All right, so we've done all the questions.
No, we just got about halfway through them and then went back to the top about four times.
All right. All right, so, okay, the ins and outs for the week. This week, most traded in is Karaz, Cobbo, Peoples, Maddo, and Nenai. Now, any of those trades you can sway people away from, or are they all good trades for you?
No, they sound like they're all buy prep, so.
Peoples, for me, is the only one. If he's not getting into the 17, yeah, it's sort of a bit of a, it's another TAS situation.
Yeah.
He's played one game and then benched for the rest of the year. Maddo's on the cusp of origin, but fuck, if you can get him, I couldn't say no to getting him. He's a bit mean, the ass hard this year, Maddo. And then the outs for the year.
Wait.
I don't know who I've written there. Lolo. I don't know how I've scribbled that.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Into that, but Lolo, then Turbo. Sorry to anyone who brought Turbo in over the last couple of weeks or held on from the start. Like, sorry, dudes. Randall, good trade. Tuolungi and Tass. Now, for me, I'm leaving Tass there. He's not doing me no harm and hopefully gets a couple of games over the next few weeks.
I can only assume he's there and he's not playing center wing, not making money, and they need Karaz, so
yep.
Has to be done.
Yeah, good point. Good point, but yeah,